My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We didn't have Jesse on yesterday for the Incorporator, but he joins us right now. The voice of the Padres, Jesse Agler, with us here on 97.3 The Fan. Good morning, Jesse. How was your Tuesday off?
I was very busy, actually, yeah, as sure. You can imagine. But it was good. Yeah, thank you.
All right, so we know the grind on the players' bodies from the 18 and 18. I want to talk about the grind on the announcer, on the play-by-play voice of the Padres, Jesse Agler. The grind on your physical body and mind over that stretch.
Nothing like what the players went through.
Right.
You know, let's start there. I mean, the way they use their body is very different than the way I use mine and their minds as well. But, yeah, of course, it takes a toll, especially this part of the season. 18 in a row in April is very different than 18 in a row at the end of August, into the beginning of September. So, you know, I'll sound like Manny, but nobody's 100% this time of year. It's fine. We'll deal with it. This is what it is. It's the same for everybody. And, you know what? Yesterday was well earned for everybody. That's for sure. Not just the players and the announcers, but everybody on that staff, all the coaches. I am quite certain that the average fan does not realize the way everybody in that group grinds every single day. And it's part of the deal. It's the same for everybody in baseball, but it's a lot, and hats off to everybody.
Now, you had to bounce around TV and radio, TV over the weekend while Don was off in Tampa. My question, though, is, so how much more, what, like the hair and makeup that is involved with the Padres.tv broadcast? Is it a lot or is it a little? What do you do to get ready for TV versus radio?
From that standpoint, it's very minimal. There is no, like, hair and makeup person or anything like that. So I have, Ben, you'll appreciate this, as working in television. The extent of my makeup is some powder.
Yeah.
And that goes on about 2.5 minutes before we do the open. And in terms of hair, you know, I'll actually, like, pay attention to what I'm doing that morning, as opposed to every other day when I don't really. And that is it. That's the entirety of the operation. And I make sure I shave, because I don't shave every day when I'm doing radio. I shave, like, every other day. So for TV, I make sure I shave. That's the extent of it.
It's probably also a mental preparation of having to work with Mud Grant, that you have to do some meditation of some sort. Like I saw a tweet the other day that said, man, this guy looks like he sits in his car when he gets home. And I thought to myself, doesn't everybody sit in their car for a minute when they get home? I have to mentally prepare myself to walk into Thunderdome almost every day, Jesse, and I'm sure you do the same when you're home. I think when you work with Mud on TV that night, you have to probably have a moment of like, all right, I got to get through this.
Hoosah.
Yeah, hoosah.
He is the most loving and most lovable person I've ever known. He has a very large personality, as everybody is quite aware. But he's that, you know, you think about a clubhouse, right? And like the way a clubhouse is put together, he's the guy that brings the energy. He's the guy that's not going to let you have a bad day when you really feel like you deserve a bad day or you really want to have a bad day. You see him bouncing around, smiling, laughing, making jokes, showing videos on his phone. and you're just automatically in a better mood. And like, I got to tell you, you got to have people like that around. You know, we were joking the other day about it, like clubhouse chemistry applies to the broadcast booth as well. You know, those things that matter downstairs matter upstairs as well, because just that, you know, we're around each other all the time. And I'm telling you, man, he has saved our lives so many times with his positivity, with his energy, with his love. And, he's a very special person.
Sweet angel baby is what he is.
And you know what is so underrated with chemistry? And I think we have it, Woods, and I see it with Jesse and Tony, and Jesse even in Mud, even though they don't work together that often, is when you can take digs at someone else. It's so important. And you do it with both of those guys, even with Mud on TV. I hear them. Stunned your breath a little bit. You get them sometimes.
yeah, it's great.
But that's great. That's what chemistry is all about. Knowing that the person you're working with is going to be okay with it.
Yeah.
Right, because it's authentic to your relationship.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, basically, if you can do it off the air, you can do it on the air, right? Or vice versa, I guess. You know, I mean, if like that's the same kind of dig that I'm going to take at him, you know, when we're hanging out, you know, on the bus on the way to the ballpark, then, you know, it's like, all right, like, this is what we do. This is the nature of our relationship. And you have to be able to do it to yourself also, right? You can't take yourself too seriously. You got to be able to turn it around and give yourself a hard time and accept it when the other guys do. There's no question. And I think, you know, from an audience standpoint, whether it's your show or what we do, you know, people, they feel that, you know, like somebody listening and be like, all right, these guys are truly friends. That's the way I give my friends a hard time and bust their chops. I kind of like that they're doing it too. And look, are there times I've probably crossed the line, you know, maybe be a little bit too comfortable or something like that?
I've never.
But like, you know, that's again, that's part of being a friend and like, you know, noticing that, recognizing that, realizing that and pulling it back a little bit the next time. But like, I don't know, the one like I heard about from 1,000 people the other day was Mud. Like, he's like, you know, I think, you know, somebody just hit a home run and he said, I smell Jumbo Jacks. And I said to him, I said, I think that's your shirt.
Oh,
like that's
yes.
The exact kind of thing.
Yeah, it was great. I heard it too.
Yeah. Like that's the exact kind of thing I would have said to him, like, you know, as I said, on the bus or hanging out at the hotel after a game or something like that. So, we have a really good time. We've got a really good group. I feel very lucky to be a small part of it.
It's hard to get digs in on Jesse, though.
I'd be terrified.
He's just polished. Tough to find any avenue where you can kind of get an inroad on a dig on Jesse.
Yeah, he's taking some of me. I like it. I wear it like
a badge of
honor.
We have plenty of foibles.
Yes, that's right.
I feel like Jesse needs a foible or two.
He does. He's too perfect. Jesse Agler joins us here on Ben and Woods this morning. Now, the baseball on the field has been, honestly, pretty remarkable. The stretch, the whatever it was, the 27 and 28, the great record, the team playing together. Jesse, from your perspective, have you let yourself get caught up in it all? Because I know I'm like this. I'm a ball of energy that's just, I'm tamping it down on purpose. I don't want to make any bold proclamations, but I sure am pleased with what I'm seeing.
How could you not be?
I know.
You know, I mean, you have to be excited right now. You know, what that looks like for you is going to be different maybe than for me, maybe different for Manny, maybe different for Mike Schilt, you know, and so on and so forth. But like, you cannot be anything but encouraged and excited by the way this is going. They're one of the best teams in baseball, like, period. They are. You know, what that means come next month, we'll see. As we know, the volatility of the postseason is off the chart.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, it seems like every result is equally probable, although I know that's probably not mathematically correct. Like, that is it. They are one of the best teams in baseball. They have played like one of the best teams in baseball. They've handled their business like one of the best teams in baseball. You know, I would at this point not discourage anyone from dreaming any dream. I wouldn't. I think it's a reasonable dream to have at this point. Again, knowing that, you know, the next 2 months is going to be insane and you have no idea which way it's going to turn. It could go 1,000 different directions, but you know, you have every right to be excited. You also have every right to emotionally protect yourself. Because we've been down this road before, as sports fans of whatever team and whatever time. And we all, I think deep down understand how hard it is to be the last one standing. The Padres obviously have never been the last team standing. But that shouldn't, I don't think, tamper your enthusiasm and your excitement, because they are clearly, if you follow this sport, you watch these games, you can tell they are a championship caliber team. There's no mistaking that.
That's all I've ever wanted, really, as a Padres fan, is a team that I can look at and go, yeah, they've got everything it takes. I know there are several other teams that also have everything it takes to win the World Series.
Yep.
And you'll need some breaks.
Magic.
Things that go your way to actually lift that trophy. But you don't have to tie yourself in knots and go through, you know, logical stretches to go, well, if this guy has an absolutely career month of October and these four guys add 3 miles an hour to their fastballs, maybe they've got a shot. No. If the Padres just play like they're capable of and have played like they've been capable of all season, they will have a legitimate chance in October. You would agree.
Absolutely. And as you said, I think as a fan, right, that's, I don't want to say all you can ask for, because of course we're all asking for that big last thing. We're all asking for that parade that Peter Seidler would talk about. But I do think you had it right. You don't have to twist yourself and contort your mind into saying if X, Y, and Z. It's just keep doing it. Keep plugging away. And Mike Schilt deserves an awful lot of credit for that, sort of the way he has steered this ship and kind of gotten his mentalities, I think, deep into that clubhouse and kind of allowed these guys to do everything that they've done.
Well, we have an interesting twist on the Incorporator today, don't we, Benny? Do you want to set it up? Now, Jesse, are you familiar with the phenomenon that is Tom, a.k.a. Welsh Fryer? You're on Twitter every now and then. You know Welsh Fryer?
Sure, yeah.
All right, Welsh Fryer's here. Say hello to Jesse Agler.
What's up, Jesse?
Hey.
Yeah, there he is, in the flesh.
How are things in Cardiff?
Yeah, it's all right. It's amazing.
I love that accent. It's all right. It's amazing. Giza, it's so good. I can do this all day. So we thought today...
We're going to give you a very simple Incorporator word.
Yeah.
Paulie? Okay.
Samfire, Pusquin, Gisco, Gerrit, Quinn, Job, Atlanta, Silio, go, go, go.
No, that's not. That's a, did you know, Jesse,
that's a real town,
right?
In Wales.
Yeah, real town.
Did you know that?
52 letters.
Watching Welcome to Wrexham, I feel like I picked up some of that stuff, yeah.
No.
Now say it live, Tom, while you're here.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Yeah.
Samfire, Pusquin, Gisco, Gerrit, Quinn, Job, Atlanta, Silio, go, go, go.
It's absolute, they're mad lads over there.
Good God.
It's insane.
Jesse, we would not make you do that. No, we're actually going to give you the simplest Incorporator word you've ever had in the history of this game. Your Incorporator word today is baseball, except you have to say it in Welsh. Tom?
Pelvas.
Pelvas.
Pelvas. Pelvas.
Yeah, P-E-L and then F-A-S, but the F has kind of got that V-ish sound to it,
You know, like Pelvas tend to do.
Like Old English, like you look at the Constitution, you got those F's in there.
Yes, exactly. Well, that's where we came from long ago, across the pond.
Exactly.
Pelvas.
All right.
Nailed it.
I love that. It would be my honor for Tom and all of our Welsh friends.
All three of them that are listening, Jesse.
My parents
his
as well.
His parents and a sister or brother?
Brother.
Brother, yeah.
You may see him down there. He's going to be at batting practice, courtesy of one CEO, Eric Grubner, today, which Woods is just furious about, because Woods had set up on Friday for him to go to batting practice, and Group Dog just one-upped him completely.
Cut me off at the knees, Jesse.
Look, man, pecking order is a pecking
order.
Yeah, it is.
Exactly.
I get it.
Exactly.
God, it wouldn't surprise me if they get him an AB tonight just to show me up for my good deeds, but it's fine.
Tom, make sure you say hi to when we're down there today.
You'll see Jesse down there. Enjoy your double batting practice, Welsh Fryer.
Jesse, have a good game.
Jesse, have fun.
The September is here, and we couldn't be happier.
Love it. Can't wait, guys.
Right, Jesse Agler, voice of the Padres.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.